Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And the time is finally here. Dun, the heavens dun, dun. Have shifted and the stars aligned.
And it's just really rainy where we are.
That's true. It is pretty rainy. So that's all for today. Yeah. Hope you had a good rainy day.
Just a weather check. You
know. We are starting the Rank the Closet.
Yes.
So, rules.
Rules?
Do we have any?
No
holds barred?
Yeah.
Knuckles bared and bloody?
Are we going to fight each other over this?
Maybe.
You're going to win.
Well, these are all games that we both have and play, and I think, so I'm not sure how much disagreement over things we'll have. Although I'm sure there'll be some.
Yes. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, the next, I guess like 5 weeks or so, we're going to be releasing like two episodes a week on the closet rankings. So we're doing just the top 100 games that we own, asterisk. Mostly.
Footnote.
Yes. Mostly.
There are some we no longer own.
Like one or two, but we really played a lot of.
Yes.
And just don't have anymore. So
it's like they're, haunting the collection.
Here. Yes. The haunting. Oh, that's number 100. No. So today, we are beginning.
Okay, here we go.
91 through 100.
Yes.
Culminating on our number one picks on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The year 2020.
What should we play?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should play like our top.
I would love that.
Ones on New Year's.
Like top 10. Top. Whoa. Well, I guess like 5 and 5.
I was thinking my top and your top.
Like, oh, you mean like number one, number one. Okay.
Well, I'm feeling like they'll be big games. But anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, so
okay.
We're going to start. I guess you should start on this one. So this is number 100.
Number 100 on my list, and it's probably going to surprise you a little bit. It's Walking Dead Risk.
Okay, I'm not surprised, I guess. I mean, am I surprised it made the list at all? Not really, because we pretty much only had 100
That's
to go
funny.
Through, so. Maybe I am surprised a little bit, because there were some extras you were going to add in that I wasn't. So.
Yes. Walking Dead Risk, I like it a little bit more. I think the like zombie version of it, I prefer rather than just plain Risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually kind of like that a lot with the, because it's like the map, right? Of
Yeah.
And I mean, we haven't played it in forever, but I do remember.
We didn't talk about it on our IPs.
No.
So apparently you like it more because it is Walking Dead Risk.
Yes.
So 100 is that, huh? Okay. I'm not too surprised at all. Okay. I'm a little surprised it's on the list at all, I guess.
Maybe that's, I guess what I mean is if it even makes it to the list, because I'm not a Risk or...
It is different, though.
Area control, but it's different
when
enough.
When you've got the zombies out, and they're, like, controlling territories of their own, and then they're coming into yours. Yeah, Nothing else to say about that, I don't suppose.
Okay.
My number 100, and this might not even be a game you remember exists, because I would have think it was your 100 or not on.
Mm.
It was Lifeboat.
That's funny. It was on my list, and then I took it off.
Like
completely off of my list. I was like, it was there hanging out, and I was like,
I mean, it's an interesting game, and I wanted to like it more than I did. I also think that we didn't play it in a correct way. I don't know why it took like 2 hours or longer.
Yes,
it took way too long. But I like the way that everybody's got a different like power, and everybody has a different wind condition, and where you're sitting in the boat matters, and you can like change where you're sitting, and I wanted to like it more than I did.
And you would maybe give it a second try, sort of a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
So that's why it's there.
I'll just tell you now, Lifeboat did not make my list.
No. Well, I wouldn't have thought so if it was Walking Dead Risk at
number 100
for you. Okay.
Okay.
99. How about I'll do the odds and you can do the evens?
Okay.
So my number 99 is a game that I'm not even sure what the name is.
Oh, no.
I only have written down unicorns.
Yeah, unicorns.
Is that what it's... It's not like baby sparkle unicorns or...
It's unicorns, something.
Because you're like raising them to an extent.
You're like keeping unicorns in your stable.
That are like babies.
They're not all babies.
Oh, okay.
They have different powers. And
It's just a little like, card game.
They're funky. They got, yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't mind it. I think it's pretty fun. And it might actually, in like games mechanically that I'd want to play again, probably deserves a little better of a ranking. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like we played it a few times and got everything we can out of it. I don't know. I liked it. I liked it. I think it was cute. There's the not safe for work version, which is also like fun and funny. And
yeah, it was something that we played with like my sisters or we could play with like your nephews, and it does have that not safe for work like expansion, so then you know if we have that in there then it's
you turn out the lights, oh my God, get crazy, it's
ponies with
party
lips.
Girl
yeah,
okay, so that's my 99.
My 99,
it may or may not be actually called unicorns, I guess.
I'd have to look at it, it's been a while. My 99 is Besieged.
Okay.
I think we played it a couple times, if I remember right. I think we played it once, like, at game day or something, and then we played it with Ray and Teresa, because they had it, and I remember sort of liking it for the most part. Like, I don't remember coming away with, like, any sort of, like, meh, I don't really like that game kind of a thing. It's sort of like Horde mode, basically. Mm-hmm. Which is
something you always seem to want in video games.
In video games, that's different than, like, yeah. And maybe that's what I don't really like about the Besieged, is that it's, like, you know, Horde mode is, like, supposed to be tense and fast, and in Besieged, it's, like, they're just moving up to the next, you know, like, level kind of a thing, and there's a lot of, like, slow tactical, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since we've played, and so I didn't have any negative feelings about it, but it's not, like, I'm raring to play this.
I think you hit on it really well with it's kind of just too slow. It's like I think I agree with that. And it also suffers from not really feeling very powerful. That's what I don't like about it. It's like,
I remember feeling like, why can't I do this thing that I want to do? Like,
or what is it like? You can only, if you're a melee character or whatever, you have to wait till they get up there.
Yeah.
And then it takes them a while to do that. And so, yeah, I think it definitely has its downs, which you might know or might be able to tell because we got it on Amazon for like $18 or something. And it was originally at least a $100 game for sure. Okay. 98
is Chronicles of Crime.
Chronicles of Crime.
Chronicles of Crime is kind of low for me in the fact that while I enjoy the sort of like app companion with it, it was just annoying. Like passing it back and forth. And if you're playing with more than just, you know, you and I, then that's even more so. Just like, okay, who wants to look at it next? And then, you know, it's an app and sometimes it crashes and, you know, maybe they fix that. But while I like, you know, the investigative, you know, looking for who the killer is and that kind of stuff, that just sort of takes me out of it a little bit.
Yeah, did not scratch my itch like I wanted it to either.
Mm-hmm.
But I think idea-wise and even how you use the app and everything, I think it's... I get it why some people will like it, and we found it way too fiddly.
Yeah, and so there were a lot of cards, and then it kind of reminded me of Lock a little bit, because you know, you have your cards, and I think it's like weapon, and each one, depending on the scenario you're playing, could be a red herring, could not be. So there was a lot of times of going back and thinking, like, well, we sort of saw this in the picture, so I guess it's part of the scenario. So there was like lots of questions sometimes.
Yeah, I thought so too. I think it wants you to play on a tablet kind of because you do that virtual reality thing where you're looking through the tablet like it's a window and you move it around. But when you're scanning cards, it's super annoying because you probably have your tablet in some kind of a case.
Yeah.
And then so that was always getting in the way. And so it's like, oh, maybe we'll use the phone to scan the cards because it's easier to scan, but then you can't see as well. And yeah, it was like tissue paper. Is that paper? Because it's all very generic categories that you say you found. So, I agree. All right,
98. Sorry.
Oh, we're just going to scoop it. It's only yours
matter. My list is the only one that counts.
It is Doom.
Okay. Yeah,
so, Gosh, I mean, we just talked about this. And it was on our IP episode. But it just as a game is fine and fun. But as a theme, it's not. It doesn't have the frenetic rip and tear, go after you feel. And of all of our sort of one versus many or mini sort of dungeon crawly campaign-y games, it's the one that I'm least likely to pick up. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like, coming up soon and you'll say what you have to say then. So 97? Mm-hmm. I forgot. Am I odds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, an odd one.
I am kind of an odd one. This one is Flick 'em Up.
Okay. That's so funny.
I cannot get behind this game.
You'll probably be, yeah.
I know you like it way more than I do.
In our feelings of it.
I like setting it up.
Yeah.
And I like getting ready to play it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God, it's so annoying, and it goes off the table. And it would probably be different, actually, if we played on the new table.
Yes.
I would really like to actually do that, and maybe it will go up, where because it's got a lip on it, so it's not going to fly off the table. Although, oh, no, wait, that's Fireball Island. If it goes off the table, I don't think it means anything.
No. It's been a while since we played it, but I do know that I very much like it.
I love setting up the little town and you get your little cactus and like the barrels and stuff. I like all of that, but the actual physically playing it I find difficult and not in like a good way. Not like, oh, well, this I think is hard. It's also it's like such a pain in the ass.
Just
the
space
is
a big factor in that. And, you know, it might be different now that we actually have a little bit more room.
Could be.
We can move the table out, sort of a thing.
But I have to go with my experience, and my experience I know. So far has been that. Yes. So.
And my experience is sort of in being in love with it, and it's one of the only games like that that we own.
I'm going to have to bring it, unbanish it from the garage, I guess.
We don't own any of those like stacking games, anything like that. No. This is only one of those like you're actually like
sort of an almost dexterity, but not really.
Not really. Not surprising that it is low in your list, but it will be high in mine.
I feel like the gloves came off. Not surprising that such a low brow individual.
You do not like it, so.
All right, how about your 97?
97 is Fallout.
Yeah.
It's low for me. I don't have a lot of a connection to it, but I still think it's. This is another one that we talked about on our IP. It has some interesting factors to it, but. For the most part, I'm just not as connected to it. So, kind of like you said with Doom, it's not the first one I'm going to pick up when I think about doing a dungeon crawl. So,
yeah. Okay. I like it. I think it's too long. That's all I'll say for now.
My 96?
96.
My 96 is Doom. So, it's funny. It's kind of I love Doom, and it's based off of, you know, the 2016 Doom, which I absolutely loved, and so it's low again because, you know, it's not the first one I would pick up if I think of doing a dungeon crawl, but I like it a little bit more than Fallout because it's Doom. That's really the only placings for those, really.
I think it would be interesting. My gosh, Doom needs to be a game that you can just take out and play and, like, not do the fiddly bits and the look up the book and the...
It can be Flick 'em Up, but Doom.
I was trying to think of, like, what's a game that you're just like, okay, boom, boom, let's go. I guess that doesn't really exist. It's all going to be set up, right?
Yeah, always.
So my 96 is Labyrinth. We owned this game, like, a week ago. And I think... I've only played it a couple times, but I do like it. I like the moving nature of it, and it's more than just a board. And I liked, we played the electronic one? Or do I only believe it exists?
I think you believe that, because we played it like, I don't know, like at Gabby's? And then somehow we just like ended up finding it at like an antique store or something.
Oh, I thought it had been yours from like... forever.
No, we ended up finding a copy of it. It's a really old game.
Yes.
So we ended up finding a copy of it and getting it, and I really liked it. So it's higher on my list.
Yeah. I could see it being more of a nostalgia game, mm-hmm. obviously. Well, I don't know. It was still kind of challenging.
It had its thinky bits of it.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting because it's a kind of game where you might think, oh, it's a kid's game.
Yeah.
But when you're playing against someone who's not a kid, you know, because you're like, there's a lot of the movement and you can be defensive and you can think ahead. So maybe this is, maybe it's a little higher up on my thinking than I thought. But that's it for me for my 96. 95.
Okay.
This is maybe the first game for us. The bring us in, like, not that we ever played, but that, like, you might call gaming group.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas of what it is?
One of our first games. I mean,
this is, like, the asterisk one.
Oh, you mean Catan?
Yes, yeah. Settlers of Catan. None of the expansions. Keep that in your house, in a box, locked. I don't need 7-hour Catan. I don't need 6-player Catan. I don't need Seafaring or Pirates or
whatever the other
base game, vanilla Settlers of Catan. I thought was a made-up game for Big Bang Theory. I thought they just made it up. Because there's another game they play on there that is a made-up game.
Yeah.
But no, when we played it, and then I looked at it, I was like, hexes. That's different and very unusual. And what are these, like, cardboard tokens go everywhere? What? It has all sort of the hallmarks of the modern game, but it was our first experience with it.
Yeah, definitely one of our first experiences. We played it a bit. You know, I think our friends owned it and we didn't own it. We didn't.
I don't think we owned any of it ever at all.
No.
We played it at the game store.
We played it at our friends' houses. Yeah, so it's something we have played a lot, but has just not made it into the collection. And there's different versions of it, too, right?
Yes.
Like themed, like franchise, right?
Yes.
If I remember right.
Some. I don't think it's not that.
And yeah, I think it's just, a solid entry game, and that's what it was for us. And
yeah,
I still enjoy it, I think.
Yeah, I think the only reason we never bought it was by the time we were buying games, it was like, oh, we've already played this 100 times. And we were playing a lot of games at the game store, so it was like, if we want to play it, we'll just play it here with their copy. So,
yeah,
95? Is that right? Yep.
95. It's Sentinels.
Oh, okay.
It's low on the list for me.
Not even on mine. I will spoil it now. I don't feel like I remember it at all enough to put it on the list.
Besieged for me in that, like, I didn't come away with any negative feelings, and it's low because it's definitely, like, not an IP of anything, but I think it's just good enough as a card game, and you're playing superheroes. If you want to play some superheroes, but you don't necessarily want to play Marvel, you know, I just pull it out and play it. Yeah.
Or Legendary. I mean, it's a completely different game.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay.
Not a lot to say on that one.
Yeah, I have nothing to say other than the same time I bought Besieged. No, this would have been actually much more recently. It was like $9.
That's funny.
We have a copy that is still shrink wrapped. It is one of the very few.
So 94?
94.
Is Shadow Rift.
Shadow Rift, the infamous.
And it's sort of low because of that reason.
I
feel like we have never been able to play it correctly.
Never.
And,
not once. There's still a rule that I'm 100% uncertain about. So
we've never been able to really play it correctly. But it's, it's kind of like generic fantasy, and I like fantasy stuff, and it's cooperative, and I like that too. So it's got, those sort of, those factors that I like in games. But again, we haven't been able to really play it right. So it's low on the list because while I don't have negative feelings from it, I don't think we've ever really won the right way.
No, there's definitely, I'll have more to say. Spoilers, it'll show up soon.
Okay.
On mine too, but yeah. I agree. It's low. I'll talk more about it later. If it's on my list, I don't know.
You're 94?
This one I think will surprise you for how low it is for me.
Okay.
And it's the second Choose Your Own Adventure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Choose Your Own Adventures would rank pretty, like, at least maybe top 50 or close to that.
Well, I won't. This is the second one. Yeah. So the battle with the mad
it's the space master genius one.
Or something.
Yeah.
I get why they made the changes that they did from the first one, and I don't like any of them. Like, I'm barely okay with the first one having that, like, sanity board or whatever it is, that you're going psychic board or whatever. Like, yeah. I get it. It needs some kind of tracking something.
Yes.
But they tried to turn it into an actual board game.
Yeah.
And it just missed 100% for me. And, like, we had characters. It's so funny, saying this about the game is like everything that I would want, right? That it's more, and it's, you go to different new explored places, and you can do it over, and you have characters that have maybe different powers. They definitely
are different. They're like better at different,
different like tasks. Better at,
yeah, different right? tasks.
And that's just not Choose Your Own Adventure. Choose Your Adventure is like me, and I'm inhabiting the protagonist or whatever, and making those choices. This was just like, you're working together as a group, and I don't know, I didn't buy it. I'm a no on the second Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah, I definitely have, similar feelings to, the first one was, I mean, you know, first time playing it sort of a thing, and being introduced to it, and I was like, oh, you know, like, this sort of just makes sense. And then playing it for the second time around, and it's like, this is just all different, and this is weird, and I don't really like it as much, so, yeah.
You get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, 93, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is our first crossover for the round, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is? Something you've already mentioned.
Chronicles of Crime.
It is definitely, I wanted to like this game so much, and I thought it had real potential, and it does, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll play it again. We should,
Setup just wasn't worth it. The story wasn't really worth it. It seemed super ambiguous all the way down. Even when we went back and like, oh, this is how we were supposed to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not.
Yeah, I guess maybe it did too good of a job of misleading us. I don't know, like.
I mean, I think we ended up getting like two out of the three things right at the end. But anyway, I don't know. Just did not float my boat.
And yeah.
We already talked more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll get another shot. It still exists in our
closet. It still exists in the closet, so it could see the table again.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 93?
Yep.
So my 93 is Seven Wonders. And mostly because we have not really gotten a chance to play that. We've played it a handful of times, like 1, 2, 3 times.
It's, again, I'm going to say not on my list because I didn't feel like I played it enough.
Again, and I think it just suffers on my list for the fact that it's just the two of us have really played it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the, like, Got Your Neighbor kind of stuff, which I don't always like, but I like the idea of these, like, ancient societies. Like gathering resources or like doing military things, and I'm sort of partial to the art.
Yeah, and they have Seven Wonders Duel, which may or may not be more of that. I don't know, but yeah, I don't really have a lot to say for it other than it was on like my to get games list for years. And then again, I think by the time we got it, it was just like, meh. I don't know. I don't even really want to play. There's other games that do this and better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we at? Number 15?
Okay, you jumped ahead.
92, huh?
Winding down here.
Okay.
92 is Resistance.
Hey. Didn't I get to do mine? No, I didn't. It's you. I did Chronicles
you
of Crime.
You did Chronicles of Crime.
Sometimes it's hard to remember when there's a cute cat and a beautiful wife.
It's true.
We're okay. My apologies. 92, you didn't. 92.
92 is Resistance.
Resistance.
It's you can probably guess idea. Why. While I like the party gameness of it,
yeah.
I'm just kind of terrible at lying. Terrible at hiding, being a spy.
Yes.
So, I'm just, yeah, like, I like it.
I like it more.
Okay.
Yes. Although, with, I guess with my family and our game groups, I just always am not believed. So, these are tough games for me to play.
Yes.
And so, I try to,
after a while, I'm like, okay, my poor hon.
Yeah. Yeah, so, not, it's higher on my list because I think it is a good game and we've had a lot of fun doing it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's over for me now. Most of those social deduction games are just because I can't play them.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was I going to say? And then I got mad at you. 92. Rum and Bones.
Okay.
I want to like it more than I do. It's a lot of pieces that are still in boxes. It's just is too much to get out and get down, and it makes me tired thinking about it. So it's not lower, and it is on the list because I do think it's probably a lot of fun, and maybe if you can get into it, it's worth it. I also don't really like games that have like the pathing sort of mechanic for bad guys or for the foot soldiers or whatever. So
yeah, I don't think I think I like it more because I think because I played it with I can't remember who I played with, Ray or Teresa. Like we played it, like we actually like played
most of the entire game. Played.
And I was like, this is cool. Like the the two ships and you've got your like different captains who have different abilities and you're kind of managing that. And then, being tactical and deciding where to go. So it's a little bit higher on the list for me. Because I think it has that potential. And there's actually, like, organized play for it. Or there used to be.
I don't know.
Gosh, I thought there was or something. And I meant to go look it up.
I mean, it certainly had the potential for it to be.
So I like it, I think. And it's like a cool pirates game. And I feel like maybe we don't have a lot of pirate stuff, so...
No, that and pirates, and that's about it. So, I mean, yeah. This is one that I think would easily be in my top 50 if we played it more.
Yes, and it's another one that just has to get to the table.
Yeah.
And it has to be set up, like, the day before or something.
Yes, and, yeah, it's like, I'd like to play the one where it's the two little boats and the one big boat.
Yeah.
And anyway, so maybe we'll get it there next year. Maybe this will be all changed around.
We'll see.
We will definitely be able to compare.
We're stuck in the house for much longer.
Yeah. So what's your 91?
Well, you're the odds. Yeah, I already said my 92. It was Resistance.
Oh. How come I can't remember?
You're a math teacher. You should
be
on those numbers.
You're not adding them or nothing. 91. 91. Would you care to guess at all? This is another crossover.
Another crossover of ours?
Oh, in this chunk.
Oh, Besieged?
No. I like Besieged more than you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it Walking Dead Risk?
No, it's Shadow Rift.
Oh, Shadow Rift, okay.
So, someone who works at the game store had recommended it to me. Someone who had also recommended Mice and Mystics to us, which we really enjoyed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I love it. My favorite deck builder. And it has a board now. I guess it used to be kind of more like Dominion, where you're just putting the decks out. And I was like, oh, yeah, that does sound cool. And it does sound cool.
Yeah.
But. We don't understand the rules. I'm sorry. It's not often that we find a game where we just cannot parse. It's like there's a rule about how the monsters move. They like they stage. And if there's enough like threat or whatever, then they come out. But it's just not clear on what do you do if, like, multiple move together and how do you handle fighting them. And it never feels like I have enough to get the cards I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have the cards I need to play.
Yes.
And I don't know if we just don't know, like, should we specialize? Should we not specialize?
Yeah.
Do I need this thing? It just never synergizes
for it's me. Because it's the town that you're protecting, right?
Right.
And then, like, the townsfolk are, like, the different types of...
currency,
like the cards, like they have different actions on them.
Yeah.
And is there a big pool to switch? It's been so long, I don't remember.
Yes,
I honestly
don't remember either. If I think you pool your money is what it is, and then Yeah. I don't know. So it's been a while. But the changing nature of the rules for us, but in theory, should be great. There's a bunch of different factions you can play against. There's a bunch of different decks you can put out.
Yeah.
It just never, ever gelled for us.
That's another one maybe we'll just have to, like...
The only rule I know is if the child dies, the game ends immediately. The innocent has been killed.
Yeah.
So, there you go. That's
agreed.
It.
So...
91?
Okay. My 91 is also...
Wait, let me guess. Is it a crossover?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me guess. It is... Catan.
No.
No, it's Unicorns.
No.
I don't know what it is.
It's Choose Your Own Adventure, the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I would have thought that you would have liked it just a little bit more, because to me it betrays that, like, nostalgia.
And I guess maybe I like it just a tiny bit more, because it's higher in my last 10.
Yeah, yeah.
just for the fact that, like, it's fun, you know, like, reading the different, you know, going down the different paths and everyone, like, voting and that sort of a thing of, like, well, if we go this way, we're probably going to die. Or,
right.
You know, like, that kind of a thing. So it's fun. Like, it has some interactive elements, and I have fun, like, you know, being together and reading it and choosing the things, but... Yeah, it's low on my list because the board just doesn't really make sense to me, and it's I liked the first one better.
Yeah,
I just did, and that's kind of what my impression going into it, and so that just kind of takes away from it for me. So
yeah, it's funny. I think the changes they made the second one is to make it more replayable and more like a game.
Yeah,
but frankly, we could go play the first one again, and I would remember. Nothing.
Likewise.
Nothing at all. And that's kind of the genius of the Choose Your Own Adventure. We talked a little bit about it in the intellectual properties. It's like, it's so over the top and crazy that it could be, you're like, gosh, I think maybe down this road were robot chickens that fired pancakes out of their butts.
Yeah.
Or did I make that up? Because that doesn't seem like that's a real thing. And then it is that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could just go back and play the first one. Again, happily, because I honestly don't remember a thing.
Agreed.
And usually I do.
Yes, it was very much, like, good and first impression on this one. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, just not so much. Like, it's okay for a game to be played once through.
Sure.
And then you put it away for a little while, and just like us, like, you forget. And it sort of feels like that same way with, like, Time Stories. It's like, you have
it's
all these
not. We've had other this conversation extensions. For me.
You put them away for a long time.
Yeah.
You forget about it. Maybe there's little parts of it that you don't forget, but for the most part, like, you get to play it again and kind of have that feeling again of discovering.
Yeah.
So, that was our last 10 on the top 100 list.
Or the first 10, depending on how you're thinking about it.
Oh, gosh.
So, 91 through 100 in the bucket. They have been declared, and we will die by our decisions.
Oh, my gosh. So, I'm going to come to us. It's so scary.
No, probably not, but if you... would like to disagree or agree, you can always find us on Twitter.
Is there something we have just not given a chance enough of a chance?
Right.
You know, tweet at us at Game Closet Chats on Twitter, and we will have a healthy debate.
Yes, there you go. Stay tuned for 81 through 90 coming in just a few days. So until then, I'm Adam.
And I'm Bianca.
Thanks for listening, everybody.